This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Books, in one form or another, have been around almost as long as the human race, along with our need to share stories. The Kalamazoo Book Arts Center will celebrate its 15th anniversary this year. Administrative Director Lori Granger Abdo and Studio Manager Katie Platt talk about some of the center's most popular events celebrating the book arts.
I'm Lori Granger Abdo. I'm the Administrative Director at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. I've been there for 6 years, but the Book Arts Center is celebrating its 15th year this year, so that's a big milestone for us. As Administrative Director, I help write grants. I plan educational programming, anything that has to do with keeping us going day to day. I'm one of three employees. We all work part-time, and we also all teach. So we're also instructors for children's programming and adult programming.
I'm Katie Platty. I'm the studio manager at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. I do most of the stuff that's involved with the studio, so I help the interns and guide them through their internships. I hang exhibits, plan the exhibits with Jeff Abshire, our director. I do the website. It's just a general job where anything that comes up, I'll try to fix it.
Two busy people.
Right.
And so tell us more about what is the illustrated accordion. I love that title. It's very intriguing.
So it's an exhibit of accordion books from around the United States and the world. Accordion books are books that are panels that are folded together so they can open up like a poster, which makes them really great for display. We have lots of book displays at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center throughout the year, but a book on a pedestal that's a traditional book is hard to look at. You know, they're meant to be touched.
Yeah.
So having it on display is really tempting to people to touch and feel. But the accordion books are perfect because you can display them open. People can see all the sides of them.
I was just thinking, when you pull it out, there's no print on the other side?
So some of them are. We have a pretty broad definition of an accordion book. So there's different styles that fit within there. And some of them have images and text just on one side. Some have both sides. Some open all the way around and are tied together at the end. So they make like a carousel. And we also include tunnel books, which are books that have basically two accordions that are glued together with pieces, panels in between them. So you can look through it like a tunnel.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So
I'm trying to visualize that.
Yeah. If people have seen the pop-up book version of Alice in Wonderland,
There's
one where you can pull up and look down as she's falling through the rabbit hole, and that's a tunnel book.
Oh, very neat. What is the history of an accordion book? Is this something that's been around for a long time, or?
That's a good question. Some really early book forms were pieces of palm leaves that were put together that are sort of the same idea. Instead of having a codex, they're individual panels that are kind of strung together.
But, so they've been around a long, long time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The interpretation on most of the books we get, though, obviously are very modern interpretations of that. And
yeah,
we do our best to display them if they are two-sided so that you can walk around them and see both sides. If it's just a one-sided book, they would go on a shelf that's on the gallery wall instead of in the middle of there, of the space. But some of them are, you know, the variety of work that we get is just huge. There's letterpress books with some illustration. There's some that are calligraphic with, you know, random line marking. There's some that are very abstract, some that are telling a story. It really is a huge variety of work and skill level.
Sounds very much like they're both visual and literary art.
Yeah, I would say they tend towards visual, which I guess is encouraged by the name Illustrated Accordion. But we've had beautiful ones that were just all text. Big variety.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
Who has historically participated in this? How did you start this particular event?
We started 12 years ago, and it was mostly local people at the time. It's always been open to anyone. So students, professional artists, people that just like to make books once in a while, they all can enter. And everything's accepted. So at first we started, and we had a small group of people, but then we've advertised to more like forums online where There's Ladies of Letterpress, which is a group of women that do letterpress, hand papermakers, different printmaking groups. And the more we advertised elsewhere, the more we brought in people from all over the country. And we have international books, too.
So each year we get anywhere from 50 to 70 books. Ish.
Wow. That's nice. Yeah.
And they, as Katie said, they do come from all over the world. And the month of April in particular is a really good mail month for us because it's super fun to open the mail.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. And do you open it like an accordion? So what are some of the places across the globe that you've received entries from?
I just had an email this morning from someone from France that's going to want to participate. And we have one from Australia already. Some of those faraway ones, it takes a long time for them to mail over, so it's really great to hear ahead of time. But we've had people from Canada, Mexico, but also Korea, Italy, France,
wow,
Austria,
impressive.
All over. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Somebody listening to this goes, ooh, I could make that. How do they participate? How do they get started with this?
If they hear this, they have a little bit of time to make a book. Our deadline is April 24th. So if you have a book made already, it's perfect. But you can probably finish one quickly. Basically, I would just get a long strip of paper and fold it and then think about how you can make it into a book that tells a story or that's opened into a poster.
You know, when I stop and think about it, I think as a kid I used to do something like that. No? You know, you're first a kid, you start making little books yourself. You might use some thread or something. But I think I seem to remember as a little kid doing the accordion thing. It's kind of natural almost.
Well, I think that's one of the beauties of the accordion book format is that, you know, we get some stunning work in. But if you're not a bookbinder and you're still an artist and you're an illustrator, you love to draw, you love to doodle, you love to write poems, whatever, you can make whatever you do fit the accordion book format because it's a fairly easy structure to create, you know, your first time out. Maybe your folds might be a little wonky, but it can still be done by quite a beginner. Now, of course, the ones that are done by professionals, those are not wonky.
Of course. I'm sure you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here thinking this would be a fun project to do with my grandchildren.
Oh, totally.
And we teach it to Girl Scout troops, different schools around
the area.
So you
have classes, workshops for this?
Yes. So we've worked with Western students, and they usually enter the exhibit. The other groups that we work with kind of do it all throughout the year, so they have less of a deadline to come and enter. But Sydney Peters' drawing class has come many years, and they have awesome results.
I bet.
Some of the most beautiful books. One was like a story about a possum, perfectly illustrated with fur as the cover, you know. So just even though they're still students, some of the most amazing books that we've had.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Katie Platt and Lori Granger Abdo of the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.